For The Duelist, I'm Nastia Voinovskaya, the associate editor at KQED Arts. With the election and everything else that's happened this year, you're definitely not alone if you're stressing out. So, I'm here to take you into a brief oasis of calm and give you a few tips on how to not totally freak out this week. Are you with me? Okay, let's take a deep breath and dive in. Uncertainty about the future can make anybody nervous, and it might be tempting to stay glued to the news to get a handle on what's going on. Psychologists say we do it to gain a sense of control, or to feel like we're part of a collective experience, especially at a time when we feel so disconnected because of the pandemic. But there's a limit to how much information intake is actually helpful, so make sure to log off periodically and squeeze in some time for some extra self-care. That means avoiding doom scrolling or obsessively refreshing our feeds. Easier said than done, right? There's a reason for that. Psychology researchers say that social apps are just as addictive as gambling. So don't worry if relying on pure willpower to curb your use hasn't worked for you in the past. I, for one, have to force myself to log off by using apps that set screen time limits on my phone and computer. And one psychologist I interviewed suggested setting a timer every time you open Facebook or Twitter. It's important to cultivate awareness around when we're going online just because we're anxious or upset and are looking for a distraction. Oftentimes, social media just adds to those negative emotions. So what would happen if instead we paused and asked ourselves, what would genuinely make me feel better in this moment? Believe it or not wasting hours doom scrolling frees up so much time for doing things that actually help you cope, like exercising, meditating, taking a bath, talking to supportive friends, reading, or working on hobbies. Remember those? It also allows more time to contribute to your community in more meaningful ways. That could mean joining an activist group, or volunteering, donating, or even just taking the time to help someone in your life. That sounds like a way more effective way to contribute to the social change that we want to see than endlessly refreshing our feeds. So I hope this helps, and good luck. I'm Nastia Voinovskaya, KQED Arts.